Hello, and welcome to the Tea with Tresetta podcast. I invite you to join me each week where I'll share the training, encouragement, and answers you need to be successful in your purpose, as well as interview some awesome women of faith walking fully in their God-given purpose through entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Tresetta Alexander, faith-based business coach and founder of Sister Spotters. I believe you can be wildly successful without competing or compromising your beliefs. Let's dive in. Welcome back to another episode of the Tea with Tresetta podcast. This is your host, Tresetta Alexander, faith-based business and productivity coach. And today I am sharing with you a very special message that I recorded inside of my Kingdom Purpose Pursuers Facebook group. And I really wanted to share it with you all because just as I was sharing with them how much I appreciate them, I appreciate you, my podcast listeners, as well. And so listen in for this special heartfelt message where I give thanks to you for being a part of my life. Listen in. Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Tea with Tresetta podcast, Facebook Live. I know I am going live early this evening, but I wanted to pop on early because I know a lot of you are probably starting your Thanksgiving preparations or starting to travel, and I have my own preparations that I want to get taken care of. And so I thought I would go ahead and just pop on early tonight to share with you this week's live or the message for this week. And earlier today, many of you are on my email list. And earlier today, I sent out an email to my email list, just really and truly kind of like a love letter to you all. It was just my heartfelt thank you to you. And I'm going to share a little bit from that email. And then I also want to share with you a gratitude practice because I think that we all need a little bit more appreciation and a little bit more gratitude in our lives so that we can have the life that God really and truly intends for us to have. And so I don't know if you are actually aware of this or not, but we are 5 weeks away from the new year. That's all. 2019 is just about done. And of course, as the year starts to wind down, a lot of people start to do a lot of reflecting. Over the last couple months, I have been doing a daily gratitude journal just because I recognize that there's more that I'm desiring. And one of the best ways to bring more into your life is to appreciate that you already have in your life. And so because you know what you focus on expands, and a lot of us spend a lot of time focusing on the negative or focusing on what we think is missing from our lives. And what happens is when you focus on that, it gets bigger, it expands. But if you could just shift your focus onto the things that you like about your life or the things that you want more of in your life, then what happens is that expands. So that's really the space that I've been in. And I have found myself ever since I started that practice, just really appreciating the people in my life more, appreciating the many blessings that I have in my life more, and able to handle the not so fun things about life. For example, today I went out, I had to run a couple of errands on my lunch break today,
And the last thing that I did was stop and pick up some lunch before heading back to my office. And when I walked back up to my car to get in to head back to work, I noticed I had a screw in my front tire, driver's side tire. And in many seasons of my life, and the not so distant past, that probably the last few months have been really challenging financially for me. I've had a lot of unexpected expenses. I dropped my iPhone on the floor and shattered the crystals inside. The glass itself didn't break, but the crystals inside did. And it cost me $150 to replace the screen on my phone. And I was without a phone for 24 hours. And so I've had a lot of those incidences in the last few months. And so this, I could have seen that nail and just really lost it and just kind of gone off in a tizzy. And I saw the nail or saw the screw and was just like, oh, well, I'm just gonna, on my way back to work, I'll just stop at the Pep Boys, which is on the corner by my office, and drop it off and head back to work and just pick it up after I get off, because I can walk. It's about a block from my office, so I can just walk back and forth. And I really didn't think anything of it. And so, because I've been in that space of appreciation and gratitude, it didn't rattle me. It didn't throw me off. It didn't get me into the space of, oh my gosh, all these different things have been happening. Why is this happening now? And it's just one more thing that I have to pay for, or one more thing that is hitting me, but I didn't respond that way. I was just like, oh, well, okay, well, I'll take care of it. And that is what having an attitude of gratitude can do for you. It can keep you in a space of peace. It can keep you in a space of joy in the midst of the ugly things of life or the inconvenient things of life. And, I know that for many of you, many of you I know in real life. I've met you in person. But for a lot is right here in on social media. It's through Facebook or it's through Instagram or it's through my podcast. And and some of you just through email. And so I just wanted to share with you and everyone in my community just how much I appreciate you, just how much I count it an honor to be able to serve you, to be able to guide you, to be able to coach you, to be able to share the wisdom that I've accumulated just in my life. And I don't take that lightly because I know I'm very intentional about who I spend my time with, the different things that I do in my life. I'm just very intentional. And I know many of you feel the same way. And so I count it an honor that you allow me space in your life, that you allow me the opportunity to pour into you, that you allow me the opportunity to minister to you, that you allow me the opportunity to come alongside you in your purpose journey and, to encourage and support you. And just as much as I share with you all, just as much as I enjoy serving you, I receive so much more back. I receive so much joy and fulfillment from the comments that you make, from the aha moments that you have and that you share with me. A lot of you don't necessarily share inside the group, but you'll slide into my DMs, you'll slide into my messenger and just kind of tell me a little bit about, like, oh, what you shared just really hit me, or I did something, I put this tip into practice, or I tried this strategy and this is the outcome. And You know, you can choose to spend your time with anyone you want. You can, you know, you could delete me, you could unfriend me, you could ignore everything that I post, but you don't. And that to me speaks volumes. And I'm so, so grateful for this opportunity. And being that this is the season of giving thanks, being that this is a season of sharing with others our gratitude, I would be remiss if I didn't take the time to share with you just how much I appreciate and am grateful to have you in my life. And I hope that you will allow me to continue to encourage you to walk boldly in what God created you to do, because your gift, your vision, your purpose, it's needed. You are needed, and you have everything that you need to do what God called you to do in the earth. And so as we prepare to shut down this decade, because a decade is coming to a close. And as we prepare to enter into this new age of abundance that God is calling us to, I am going to be pushing you. I'm going to be stretching you. I'm going to be calling you out of your comfort zone, because now is the time for you to prepare for what God has in store for you. And you know, I don't want you to allow the enemy to steal from you what God has for you. Stay bold, stay confident, stay encouraged. I know that things have been challenging. Many people that I've been talking to have been sharing that, you know, they're just tired. You know, like God is calling them to do, and haven't been seeing the fruit, haven't been seeing the results that they really desire, and are about ready to throw in the towel. And to you, I tell you, do not give up, because your breakthrough is just around the corner. This 2020, the wait is over. The wait is over. You are about to step into the abundant life God has called you to, but you cannot give up. And so one of the ways that you can really open yourself up to the abundant life that God has for you is to let go of some things. Let go of mindsets that aren't serving you where you want to go. Let go of relationships that aren't serving you and the place that God is calling you to go. Let go of habits. You know, some of the habits that you have aren't serving you and the call that God has on your life, right? Those things can weigh you down. And in order for you to run with the vision, like the scripture says in Habakkuk, where it says, write the vision and make it plain upon table so that he that reads it may run, that he is you. You need to be able to run with the vision God has given you. And you can't do that weighted down with negative relationships, bad habits, and mindsets that are limiting where you can go and what you can accomplish in your life. And so, here's what I want you to do. I want you to do something similar to what I have been doing and start practicing gratitude. Shift into a mindset of positivity. Here's what I do each morning. I sit down with my journal and I before that day. It's something that happened the previous day, because I'm not really good at journaling at night. I won't be consistent if I do it at night, because I get tired and I just don't feel like it. So it's best for me to do it first thing in the morning. Choose whatever time of day works best for you, but set aside 5 minutes. That's all you need is 5 minutes, and literally write down or type out, if you prefer to journal electronically, 3 things that you're grateful for. And the more you focus on the things you're grateful for, the more you will experience that. Here's an example. Have you ever, been car shopping and, you've been wanting that you want a new car and you decide that, you do a little shopping around and you finally decide on a particular make and model of a vehicle. And then all of a sudden, everywhere you look is that car. It's like, you can't turn a corner without seeing that make and model vehicle. And it's like, but they were there all along. The only difference is you became aware of it. You began to focus on it because that was what you were desiring, right? And so as you focus on the things that you are grateful for, the things that you appreciate in your life, the things that are positive in your life, then you open up your eyes, you open up your life to more of those things. And by doing that, by bringing more positivity, by bringing more of what you really desire in your life, you squeeze out the negative things. And those positive things, those things you're grateful for, the things you appreciate, are in such abundance that they far outweigh the inconvenient or negative things that happen in your family or your friends or a combination of them all over the next few days. I want you to set aside a few moments just to get quiet and think about what am I truly grateful for? And like I said, the more you focus on that, the more you will bring into your life. And the more joy, the more peace, the more abundance you'll experience. And so that's really all I have for you tonight. I just wanted you to know that I really and truly count it an honor to be a part of your life. And so this Thanksgiving, I'm grateful for all of you. So I love you and I appreciate you. And I hope you have a very happy Thanksgiving. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world to me if you would help me get the message of purpose and prosperity out to as many believers as possible. You can do this by sharing the podcast with another purpose pursuer or by leaving me a 5-star review on iTunes. Until the next episode, Kingdom blessings.